on the highway somewhere way out in the sticks. The tire caught the shoulder like a 30-06. Steering in my headlights when I come around the bend. Climbed up on the shotgun side, told me with a grin, I'm going to see y'all.
This is the self-proclaimed worst show that we're ever going to do. We're going to fulfill our lifelong self-prophecy here. And
welcome to the dregs of between 8 and 12 beers.
We have a co-host this week. He's the proprietor of Coach and Six Records. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello.
That's Roger Hastings. He's quite talkative tonight.
Roger will be joining Scott Wolf and myself tonight for the proceedings.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I join you in the pantheon of radio grits.
Somebody's been rehearsing.
Somebody's got some delusions, too.
You can read all about Coach and Six next week in the High Plains Reader.
It's going to be about a four-paragraph article that John hasn't quite started writing yet. What's the opening paragraph?
You would think not much happens in the Moose Lodge anymore. You would be wrong.
Ooh, what a good lead-in.
Yes.
Oh, that'll get
the article that'll get us kicked out.
No, that's true. Can we say that where we are, our location here, our secret location in the Batcave, in the Hastings Cave?
Yeah, I don't know.
You better talk to Paul, is that his name?
Yeah, he was kind of tense, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Well, I think he just saw that case of 8 and 12 beers coming up here.
That's too bad.
He knew nothing but evil was behind this show.
Oh,
speaking
Lord.
Of evil, big shout out. We were just talking about our biggest fans, Rage Against the Machine, where they're playing outside the Fargo Theater tonight. They're They virtually slowed the people going to Hamlet to a stop. They've kept people going from to the Ethan Hawke version of Hamlet tonight.
Oh boy, yeah. There's cars on fire. People
come
dressed
on,
in,
come on.
People dressed in camouflage, jungle wear. You know, which is odd because it's the jungle here, but
the middle of a big urban development that Fargo is.
Yes. Well, you have to rage against the corporations that are in town too. Great Plains.
Great Plains US Bank.
US Bank. The Catholic Church.
Piper Jaffray and Hopwood.
All right, Roger, you're going to have to fill in for me on the mic here because I got to come over and give you a CD. Boy, what a show this has started to be.
Kick the mic, Rog.
Howdy, y'all.
So, Roger,
see what happens?
Explain to us, how did the idea of coaching six come about?
Well, that's a good question. It just basically happened one day when I got tired of masturbating.
I see. I had the opportunity to sit down with Roger Hastings, and he tried to answer all my thoughtful, provocative, very difficult questions.
Let's hear a cut from that interview now.
Or sometime. Whenever it's convenient.
But continues to walk in disobedience to God, the offender gets a spiritual spanking.
Gangster lean, gangster leader, kill them all. Gangster lean, gangster leader, kill them. Gonna have to sit there and drink a cup of muddy water. Blood dry on your hands.
That was the Gourds with Gangsta Lean, and before that was
Dillinger Four. We were just talking that the drummer is Susie Sharp's boyfriend,
new man, and I'm a little confused that, you know, Scott pointed out, you know, this guy doesn't look so different from me. In fact, he's wearing a PBR shirt right now. I'm wearing a Budweiser shirt. Actually, it's a tank top.
It's a cut off.
Cut off sleeves. He's wearing glasses, and you know, I've sat on people's glasses, and he's going bald, and I'm not, and I just don't know why Susie really never would have gone after me.
Susie, if you're listening, we need a call, and we need some clarification as to why you and John Lamb never got together.
Maybe it's because I'm not a rock star, which brings up the other point. Ladies, all you ladies listening right now, we know there's tons of you. What's more attractive, a rock star or a radio personality?
I think that was our cue for another song.
That's okay. I think I don't really think that's going to be the way things are going to be working tonight.
I thought that was a rhetorical question.
Yeah, what's up with this co-host who never talks over here?
Yeah. So
Derek did pretty
Roger,
well talking.
Roger, where would you like to be seeing Coach and Six go in a couple of years?
Just, you know,
paying
this article, back.
This article is going to be like pulling teeth, by the way. Maybe I should have
coming
John
out
Stern
of bankruptcy, trying to pay back all the people that we filed Chapter 13 on.
Cool, man.
Any names there, like Recaster, anything like that? Anybody you'd like to bring up?
Yeah, I'd like to see Recaster come up from Chicago.
I've heard that Cherry Valence is going to be playing on the Tuesday night upcoming.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, me too.
What's Cherry Valence?
Cherry Valence, they're fucking awesome. But we don't have anything of theirs to play. So, boy, this is really our worst show ever.
This is kind of like the Saturday Night Live NPR skit.
Yeah, the food one.
Yeah,
I like rice.
Yeah. This is about as long and painful as any skit on Saturday Night Live.
We don't need a segue into
what
this.
What was the all-time worst Saturday Night Live skit? Would you figure?
They drive them all into the ground. It doesn't. They all become the worst.
Not Pat.
No, God, I hated that one. Did
that
one?
Pat was consistently funny. Always break, always exploring new frontiers and humor.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Scott, I blew my voice out at the wedding last weekend. Hey,
I recognize that song. It's like the new wave
background
version.
Music for you guys to
the
talk
new,
about.
New, oh, great. We need something. I'm not sure if this is what it is. But... Oh, boy.
Humpty Dumpty.
Or Mary Had a Little Lamb.
I think if anybody was, if we had any sponsors right now, they would take the beer away from us. That's how pathetic.
Either that
or
just inject it into our, because we need something.
Is it time for another song?
I think it might be.
Roger?
Oh, yes. Let's go into our next song.
Wallace. We'll be right back.
aguacerafía. Vamos a tener mucho fun. Aunque el agua será fría, vamos a tener mucho fun.
We have to talk over this.
Okay. Hey, we're back at Between 8 and 12 Beers with Scott Wolf. We're doing something a little different tonight. You might notice that tonight's show really sucks.
It
has nothing to do with our taste in music. It's the second show since we've sans Ross. And it's also the first show since we were struck down by a court ruling because of a gag we played on the Fargo Police Department.
That's right.
By reporting false
nudity.
False nudity in Island Park. We said that there were some nude hippie Wiccans down there, and apparently the police aren't too fond of false reports like that.
Especially when it's the Wiccans. What are we listening to here?
You'll notice in the background we've got the tender sounds of, I guess it's Ms. Della Katessen. I think it's songs for a transgender world.
Yeah, this is really sounds like a guy singing to me.
You know, going to a drag show is one thing, but why the fuck do you need a CD to remember it by? I mean, if anything, a poster or a video. But I mean, the music's horrible. It's like taking dance lessons from a drag queen. They can't dance.
It ain't all that bad. Listen. Turn it up in the mix a little bit there, Roger, if you would.
Yeah, can we get more drag in the monitor?
Definitely saloon singer.
Yeah, I think we've got the software for that drum part two, you know.
This is me puking in the gutter on Tuesday night.
Huh?
Hey,
no,
good life. What's your name? This has got to be live.
Ooh.
All I can picture is a bunch of gay guys. And like two or three. Jeez, that's weird. A bunch of gay guys hanging out in a room with
drag
like
comedy, even better.
Four like lesbians in the background, going, "Oh my God, she's so brilliant!" And it sucks.
How long before This person does the rose.
The rose?
Or
we're
I
not
will
listening
survive.
To the whole CD, I hope.
Or I Will Survive.
Oh, God. Can you see if I Will Survive is on here? Can you do us some skipping tracking? Well, this is very good here.
No, that's the wrong spot. We got this CD actually when I bought the Jen Wood CD last night.
It's a 2-for-1 deal.
Yes, exactly. I haven't even bothered listening to Jen Wood.
Missing something here?
That great picture of Delicatessen. It's the wrong box, Roger.
Gloria Gaynor? Gloria Gaynor song?
Yeah. Oh, what's this?
Oh, wait, let's figure out. Okay, let's say, who could guess the song first?
This song? I don't know. I've never heard this song. We don't have
the wrong box, Roger.
Just skip for it. Let's hear the next one. Well, my life. This is
Piano
horrendous.
Man. Piano Man.
You think?
Piano Man! Piano transgender.
Why would a
person?
Drag queen be singing Piano Man, though? That makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, well, drag queens are known for their logic.
My baby called last
oh,
night.
Oh, God.
Tell me.
Thank you, Roger.
Beth! Play Beth!
It sounds like all family, doesn't it? Oh my God! Turn it up!
What is it?
Are we in a free home?
Billy Joel!
It is Billy Joel!
Awesome!
Oh. I can't believe this.
Oh man.
What's
your favorite website, Scott?
Either The Onion or Salon.
You read Salon?
Every once in a while.
Roger, what's your favorite website?
I don't know. I can't even think of it. Probably a dog pile. It's a search engine. Internet search engine.
Yeah, I love going to search engine websites.
I go there a lot.
They're a lot of fun.
New listing.
Search for things.
What kind of things do you search for at Dogpile?
Well, I search for lots of stuff like marble companies and, what else?
Hey, you guys, feel free to sing along.
Other people that are into Cat Stevens, that kind of stuff.
I wonder if drag queens do much Cat Stevens songs. Anybody out there who has their favorite drag queen site, feel free to email us here at hotmail.com. Which, by the way, is my favorite website. I've never checked my Hotmail, my coaching stick.
Yeah, how do we check our email addresses here?
I think Dan's got to give you a password.
But we can check them.
And then he monitors your mail and kind of goes through it and reads it.
How many mailings have we gotten thus far?
In your account?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I haven't kept track. I haven't looked. I
hundreds
have
upon hundreds, I'm sure.
It's probably overloading the site right now.
Okay, I'm sick of this song. We gotta check the next one.
Okay, next song.
Folks, this is a new feature on Between 8 and 12 Years. It's where we skip through a CD and kind of review it as we go along.
Yeah, it's called the Hermaphrodite Review.
Well, nobody's calling them hermaphrodites.
We should call it Between 8 and 12 Tracks Review.
That's some weird organ going on in the background. My heart.
When did I lose my head?
God, this is fucking horrible.
Did you guys hear that? Sounds like that guy's hitting the wrong note there.
Did he?
Oh, they must have just one pick off. Every place I know. Usually you don't hear things like that on a professional TV, but I heard a wrong note.
A bunch of them, too.
Oh, do you hear that?
There's a bunch of dingers in
there. That piano player must have been loaded.
maybe it's a skip in the disc. Let's check the next song.
Was
broken. Let's check the next song. It's not quite the same as having Ms. Delicatessen here with us.
Yeah, I'd love to interview her.
Oh, yeah. How big do you think you got to be before you get the name Delicatessen?
So I'm going to stay right here.
Ooh. She's in New Orleans this time.
Or the Blues Fest.
Whatever I do, don't go to the next song.
No, no, please. Please do.
The wish is my command.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, sounds like some...
Well, hi there, honey. How you doing?
Pretty good.
No, this bar stool's empty. You can sit here.
No, thanks.
Can I buy you a cocktail?
No.
What do you mean it looks like I just lost my best friend? No, I'm okay, really.
Okay.
I think I left an iron on at home.
Okay, well, maybe we'll see you again sometime.
Bye.
Drinking again.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we found a new theme song for the show.
You gotta save this song. Burn it.
I'm just having a few. Fighting for a And I'm drinking again.
Okay, Roger, I think we got the gist of that song.
Thinking of...
I don't know what you mean.
There's a lot of piano on this. This has got to be the Judy Garland song. Or, Didn't We Almost Have It All? By James Ingram. Oh, yeah. Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, Bridge God, of you're water. Kidding me.
When tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
Oh, Ross, I really hope you're listening because this is right up your alley here.
This is what happened when you lose, Ross. Garfunkel in heels. Did I ever tell you about the, I can't remember his name. Senator Sam Ervin. I've got a copy of Senator Sam Ervin doing this. It's very pulpy when you're down and out.
So hard.
I will come for you.
William Shatner.
Basically. Except it sounds like he's whittling.
I'll take
your heart.
Okay, I won't survive. Has to be on here.
Joel, Paul Simon. What other American songwriters can we find? James Ingram. Didn't we almost have it all?
Didn't we? I wonder if she does any Ray Parker Jr.
You know, Ghostbusters? To say
is it okay to call a prostitute or a she?
That's what they want you to say, man.
Is that right? I didn't know.
You don't need to try to explain. Everybody.
I think we can go to the next one also. We're really killing a fair amount of time here.
I think it might be time for another song, Joe.
So your turn, Scott.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
If love can make a fire start and melt the cold.
I think this is the scene from It Is Enough.
Then why?
It's the song that Tommy sang with the Rebels.
Love survive if it's love.
Oh yeah.
That wakes.
One more song, Roger.
Hearts, then
this next one's got to be.
Sugar pop.
And another song.
I gave a party.
God, doesn't this disc ever fucking end?
Oh, Lord, this is pretty fucking horrible shit.
Oh, yeah. This has got to be Al Jarreau.
Is this the last one, the last track on the CD, I hope?
We don't even know.
Fish got a swim.
Oh,
birds got a fly. I got a
lot. Sounds like it. Are these the lyrics?
Somewhere over the wheelbarrow. One more. I think, or is this? God, these songs all sound the same.
I'd like to dedicate this last song to all the friends, family, and loved ones who have suffered the anguish of the insidious disease, AIDS.
This is for you,
John. This song is for all those who have passed on and their survivors, for all the lost moments and all the feelings that will never be expressed. I pray that one day we will find a cure and that the healing.
Hey, you're not alone there, Della.
Okay. Is this the last song?
No, it's gotta be like this should be Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
Somehow I had known that was the last we'd see each other.
Oh no, that's it.
I would have
sorry. Next song.
This is more painful than the Prince of Time.
Just leg into the next song.
Go.
Okay, just play the last song. Then.
So now that we've reached the conclusion of the CD, what?
4 stars out of 20.
20? Who the hell goes with a 20-star rating? Besides, like, that free magazine at Media Play.
No, they got 100, I believe.
I think so.
All right.
And I'd still only give it a 4.
Roger, what would you give it?
I'd say it's about a 5.
Ooh, Roger's in love.
5 out of whatever else does anyone think should be the next number?
Oh, that'd be 6, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
Thank you.
Yeah, those fascists suck, man.
Hey, welcome back to Between 8 and 12 Beers with Scott Wolf.
And John Lamb and Roger Hastings.
And we are now 100% drag queen free.
Damn straight, motherfucker.
Certified.
Fiat. That was Billy Bragg and Wilco with All You Fascists
Are Bound to Lose.
And
I don't think that was the title.
Before that, Scott?
What was it?
That was a song you played.
I guess I don't remember. Oh, we have a phone call.
I just let it ring.
Yeah, just let it ring.
Let it ring.
So anyway, that was quick. Oh, they're still here.
Still here.
oh, wow.
Uh-oh, it's an English phone. Jelly. Hello, Jelly.
Oh, there's the English policeman.
Fucking wanker cops.
Wanker cops.
So, Roger, I understand you're playing tomorrow at the Blues Fest.
Yeah, that's right.
What can we expect from you tomorrow?
Well, you can expect my usual blend of pentatonic scales and old Southern Fried blues.
I heard our old friend T-Bone might be in town for the Blues Fest.
He's hanging out in the kitchen over there. Why don't you go get him, Roger?
Yeah, he's got an open invitation.
To the Blues Fest or to our show?
Both.
Well, I think one's been rescinded, actually.
He smells really bad, though. He thought he was crawling into a trash canister to look for trash, but it was actually used kitchen grease.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a rough break.
Used kitchen grease.
Spent a week in there.
That's a nice term for it, Roger. Usually they call it indelible...
Grease. Or fat. do not eat.
And, you know, they make
so believe me, you don't want T-Bone to come in
they
here.
Had a big, they had a big problem in L.A. a couple of years back. People were stealing that because cosmetic companies pay a lot of money for that. Anyway, ladies, that's what you put on your face.
Didn't, what was that? What did they use that in? Wasn't that in,
cosmetics.
No, but in,
Oh, Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Except they use liposuction.
Liposuction.
Fat, yeah.
It was for soap, right?
Yeah.
There's a little drinking
boy,
problem.
Boy, I got a little drinking
that's
problem.
That's silly.
I kind of...
Okay, so we promised the next week's show, if we ever have it, a lot better. We want to hear your... Oop.
About
next week's show.
the polka version.
That's background show for a description of next week's show.
On next week's show, we want all you college kids.
Special guest Everclear.
Yeah.
Who else are we going to have?
Yeah. That new Everclear song, I never thought I'd say that Everclear could get worse, but by God, they have.
Boy, they consistently do worse on every album.
They're about as spicy as dish soap.
Oh, boy.
They are bland, folks.
Ivory dish soap, nonetheless.
Art Alexicus should go back on drugs.
Who else do we have next week?
Ziggy Marley.
Ziggy Marley?
And
talking about his late great father, George Herbert Mead.
George Herbert Mead. That's right.
A great sociologist.
Speaking of George, I think George W. is going to be, his campaign will be making a pit stop.
He'll be making
here
a pit stop. We also have Tipper Gore speaking on mental illness.
You know the traditional debate on 8 and 12, between 8 and 12 beers?
Well, it's usually between 8 and 12.
Yeah, it happens every 4 years during the presidential
election.
Philosophical
questions.
Just every 4 years. We just do the presidential races. None of this city commission crap.
No. No government, no senatorial. Hey, Scott,
No woman, no pride. Dwayne Sand will be at Metro Drug next week for all of you interested Republicans.
I should start doing best bets on that.
No, you shouldn't. That would just bring more people there, and that wouldn't be a good thing. Yeah.
What will he be cooking up next week? Grits?
Oh, a lot of... you know, GOP hatred towards the minorities. Well, you read John Strand's editorial.
I sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Say, aren't we ready to play some music there?
I sure hope so. Take me.
Fabulous.
Ah, so that's some good music there, boy.
So what was that song, John?
That was Bloody Mary Morning, the Willie Nelson song done there by the fabulous Super Suckers. And before that was Two Beers in Texas by the Dusty 45s.
That was a pretty good song.
That's an all right song.
That was kind of a shot in the dark for us because we'd never heard that.
We opened that live on the air and literally just got it into the studio.
Before that was Teenage Valentino by the McCrackens.
Another fabulous song.
And guess what I just found out today, John?
You are the fourth Teenage McCracken.
No. I found out that I work with a distant cousin of Troy and Todd Reisenhauer.
No.
From Les Dirty Frenchmen.
Ooh, I wonder who it could be. Is it Kelly?
It's Ada.
Who's Ada?
She's the little short, half black, half white one that works there. Nice lady.
Ada.
She's
the one with the orange hair?
She can be awfully rude to customers, though.
She's the one with the orange hair?
Yeah, she's got orange hair.
That's Kelly.
She told you her name was Kelly?
That's the library card that she always used. Yeah, it was like Kelly Carlson or something like that.
Geez, she was renting out books under a different name. Either that or she's using a different name at work.
Well, maybe you want to check into that.
I probably should.
She seems like she's awfully nice.
She can be.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
Well,
don't mind me, fellas. I'm just trying to set some atmosphere here.
Della, is that you?
Della is in the house.
Oh, yeah.
She's been hanging out with T-Bone. Della,
that would make sense.
There's things about T-Bone. Della, why don't you bring a T-Bone in? Della, you still over there?
Della, honey.
Della. Hey, we're talking to you, Della. 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 Why don't you talk to us? God damn.
Sounds like... Oh, thank you.
Oh, God. It's the Depeche Mode of TVQ.
we gotta be ready for some real music. Hey, what kind of obviously we made reference to earlier the Y-94 disaster. What kind of things do you think we could pull that would get us in trouble here?
We could go over and like spray paint the Fargo Theater as a joke. We get in trouble for that.
What would we put on the side? What would we spray paint there?
Listen to CochaN6.com.
I was something like, nuke the whales.
Nuke the whales.
Gotta nuke something.
See Hamlet.
That's a classic line.
Don't see
Hamlet. Yeah, exactly. Cut the bard's hair. Ladies and gentlemen, we saw an early... We should have all gone to the Cell today.
Yeah. I've heard that's really good, actually.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I was looking
doesn't
for...
Doesn't seem like it would be. But
I was looking for pictures on the internet.
Intranet?
And, intranet. And I saw some pictures of Jennifer Lopez. And,
oh, yeah. She looks good in that.
Yeah. She looks like, you know...
I love big asses.
She looks like clothes that were designed for Natalie Portman in Star Wars Part 2.
Yes, I know.
Episode 3 or whatever.
Yes. Any girl that dates Sean Puffy Combs, my personal savior and lord, I will worship as his queen.
Bow to Puff Daddy.
Bow to Puff Daddy.
I ready for some other
think
music
it's
there,
time right? for some music other than this great background. Do, 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 do.
Let my power join my blows. No one knows, no. You're in my head like a dumb song. Just go, go. You're on my face, on my left, and it shows, shows. To be happy like I am. And what a blow. Like a family life, totally. Like a metaphor for something else. Like a yard to floor, back to school. Like a swim in school. It's not a blue, it's a balance. Take my hand, swim around.
Promise me, sweetheart. hear some kids. You want to hear some kids? Listen.